You're behind the curtain with Ann Heche. This is the TJS Radio Special Ann Heche Film Series. We're exploring 11 of Ann's best works with who else? Ann Heche.
Now, what some people don't know is that I was raised in a very poor family, also religious. We only had a Bible in our house. Seeing movies was a sin. Again, you know, we were all going to burn in hell if we saw one. Well, that kind of shifted from the time I was 7 and a half into when I was 12 years old. And Star Wars had come out. And it became an event. It was the first movie that my parents allowed me, my brother, who was 5 years older than me, Nathan, and my sister, who's 2 and a half years older, Abigail, go to the movies. But we didn't have the money for popcorn or anything else. So we slapped together what I call pizza burgers, which Nathan would bring home after spending the pizza pies on the boardwalk. And what they would do for pizza burgers is put some of the leftover sauce and some of the leftover meat and some of the leftover mozzarella onto a bun. And then we'd call it pizza burgers. So for the first time, not having frozen spinach and cheese casserole, it was a real celebration. We popped popcorn, we put sugar on it, and we put it into our jacket pockets to go to the first movie we would ever see in the theater, and we snuck it in. We went to the first row of the movie theater, and I saw Star Wars. Wow. So on this next Tuesday morning, I didn't know what I was going to do, but I sure as hell was going to try to keep my calm and not tell Harrison how excited I was to see him, and I didn't give a if I got the movie or not. I was going to be able to see him. It would be a victory for my family. Cut to me walking into the room with Harrison, and I was... Oh my God, I can't believe I'm meeting you. You are the first movie I ever saw. I snuck popcorn into the theater. I went to the front row. You changed my life. Oh my God, it's Harrison Ford. Anyway, hi. And he goes, okay, well, okay, first, never tell that story again. It tells how old I am. And next, do you want to read a scene? And I said, sure, which one? And Ivan goes, well, did you get the sides? I said, what side? What are sides? He said, sides, the scenes, that's what they're called. Like, I didn't know this terminology. Sides, yeah, I mean, which scenes I should read? No, I know the whole script. Which one do you want to read? And here's a good, you memorized the entire script? I was like, well, I mean, obviously, like, I'm not going to show up unprepared. So they both look at me. I go and just sit down in a chair, and Ivan is sitting across from us. And he looks at Ivan and goes, do you come sit down? And he looked at Ivan and he said, well, she's more interesting than most. And we started our joking and familiarity and honesty, I think, is what got Harrison the most. I think he felt like if he could work with someone like me who didn't have any barriers of, I mean, I've never even talked about this before, but I didn't have any barriers between me and Hollywood. I didn't have anything that would get in the way of him being honest. He was doing a romantic comedy. He wanted it to the moment. I was up against, you know, every single hot movie star at the time, and Sandra Bullock. And I, you know, when he decided to hire me for that role, it changed my life. He put his life on the line. I will say forever, Harrison Ford's my hero. I would be on an island with him and hope that he would get me off and he would be the guy to do it. And our friendship and the depth of that and the risk he took in the midst of everything that was going on with me, strangely politically, because of my love life, he erased and he said, we've got to make the best romantic comedy that's ever been made. So let's do it. And he told Ivan that he wanted to make age a part of the story and that that would be how he would make it a truthful love story because he would acknowledge that he was way older than I was. And that he felt that that was the key to the movie being successful. And I think it was funny. I think we do and can see each other. When once we meet, we know if somebody's being truthful or not, our capacity mm-hmm. to see him. Harrison was able to be seen in a way that he hadn't been before because I see people truthfully. And it allowed this playfulness to come out because he wasn't really being the hero that he'd been in everything else. Yeah. In every movie, he was playing a character he really liked. And it really hit me that was something that was an historical moment. It was for me, certainly. But it really hit me when my 7-year-old son, Homer, now who's 19, came home from school one day, and he was 7, and he goes, Ma, You worked with Han Solo? I can't believe you worked with Han Solo.
These are my kids. They don't know acting, not acting. Very well, it slips through the gossip channels in that second grade that mommy had worked with Han Solo. And I think that gave me a stamp of approval that went on further. So Harrison gave me one and my kids gave me the other.